3 cases that prove the existence of an overseer and permitter, by Krishna's mercy. Quote, yet in this body there is another, a transcendental enjoyer who is the Lord, the supreme proprietor, who exists as the overseer and permitter, and who is known as the Supersoul. Lord Krishna, Bhagavad Gita, 13.23. Upadrushtand Anumanta. The Supreme Lord, Shri Krishna, who is also known as Bhagavan, reveals that he witnesses everything. The truth is told to the disciple named Arjuna, part of a conversation that is famously known as the Bhagavad Gita. The living entity thinks they are the doer, that they are solely responsible for the results to actions. Otherwise, why would any person put in the effort? Unless the pitcher throws the ball in the bottom of the ninth inning, the game cannot be won. His team is leading, but that only reports on a temporary situation. The final outcome has yet to arrive, and to reach the destination some effort is required. Quote, the bewildered spirit soul, under the influence of the three modes of material nature, thinks himself to be the doer of activities, which are in actuality carried out by nature. Lord Krishna, Bhagavad Gita, 3.27. The results seen from repeated actions of the same variety create a kind of illusion. There is actually the hand of the divine working in the background, which is proven through real-life test cases. 1. Getting up in the morning. Sure, during the winter months it's a little more difficult. Wake up too early and it is still dark outside. It is bitterly cold, Arctic-like conditions. The bed is more inviting, as underneath the blanket are warmth and comfort. Nevertheless, work has to be done. Inevitably, the decision is made to get up out of bed and start the day. The individual makes the choice to act, and it is indeed a choice. The issue is that not every person sees the outcome. Just because I want to get up doesn't mean that I will be able to. There is a sanctioning force that remains relatively unseen. Yet there is clear evidence in the negative cases, the situations where the person making the choice does not see a successful outcome. Some aspect of nature has interfered, gotten in their way of doing something as basic as rising out of bed. 2. Understanding science. Introductory biology courses at the college level tend to be large. There are many students seeking a degree in medicine, and this is the first step. The reality is that so many will not make it to the next level. The course is large and difficult for a reason, to test who is actually serious about advancing and who possesses the necessary intelligence to one day have an occupation in the sciences. If there were no Bhagavan in the background, then every person in the class would get a passing grade simply by putting in the effort. Yet not everyone succeeds. Not everyone has the work ethic to study a sufficient amount. Not everyone can understand the complex subject matter. The variety is due to the body type and also the super soul, who witnesses everything. 3. The sinner's fruit. The bad guys got away with it. They killed innocent people in the forest, without subsequent repercussions. It's not fair. Sinful life is actually pretty easy. Wait for someone else to do the work and then take the fruits of that work from them. Use lethal violence to both frighten and coerce. In the case of the sages in the Dundak forest, there was something holding them back. The rules of their institution prohibited them from using violence. They had the ability to protect using curses, but that would deplete their hard-earned store of pious credits. Quote, just as a tree starts to blossom during the proper season, so the doer of sinful deeds inevitably reaps the horrible fruit of their actions at the appropriate time. Lord Rama speaking to Kara, Valmiki Ramayan, Aranyakand, 29.8. The bad guys would get their punishment, but at the appropriate time. Shri Krishna witnessed everything as super soul, and in the manifest form of Shri Rama he delivered the consequences, which were ghastly. The punishment fit the crime, and so the bad guys who thought they were safe actually weren't. If he witnesses impious deeds, the super soul must see the good as well. Therefore every call made to him in earnest is worthwhile. There is no wasted effort in devotion, and so the saintly class stays connected to him through prayers and songs including the holy names, like the Maha Mantra, Hare Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. In closing, despite work of day to dread, decision to get out of bed, but not everyone outcome to see, by higher forces inhibited to be, not every student in the class, to earn grade sufficient to pass, overseer and permitter in backgrounded means, the sanctioning witness unseen.